Mel C is helping. Who's the guy with the musicals? The West End fella?
Andrew
Lloyd Webber is doing the Jesus Christ Superstar thing where he's searching for Jesus, I think. And Mel C will be on that helping out, along with Jason Donovan as well, who was on the radio the other day, works for Heart, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's a network show that goes across the country. They're paying for that. And is it just because he was an 80s pop star that he makes for good radio fodder? Is that what that is?
I think so, yes.
You don't kind of get to know him very well when you listen to that thing. It's just like he's reading.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like it to me.
Well, one time he used his personality there. He encouraged people to vote for Boris Johnson, right, for the mayoral elections in London. What he didn't realise is that he didn't broadcast to London. He broadcast it everywhere outside London, so no one could vote anyway.
And also, it's against it's in breach of Ofcom code.
He was done for it, yeah.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
As I might be now. Didn't he used to... Was he famous for that?
Yeah, he did.
Was it? Was it well known?
He was on this TV show last night. I'm a pop star.
Has he admitted it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's well known, yeah.
So I thought it was a family radio station.
Yeah.
And the guy there used to... I'm not sure that he's ever said it out loud.
No, he hasn't, he's clean now. Yeah, he had a drug addiction. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Alan
Sugar has said, over the weekend, this is exciting stuff. He's tweeted that Series 8 starts on March 21. That's a Wednesday. The Apprentice is back. Hooray!
Hey.
Do you love The Apprentice?
Yeah, I do like The Apprentice.
I love a little bit of that. What else? Carol Fordham has got a book out. She's written a book. Let's all flock for that.
What, an autobiography?
It's an autobiography.
Oh.
That's right. It's an emotional book, apparently. She lifts the lid on why she left Countdown. You better get the book, because I can't... I don't want to spoil it.
Oh.
You know, you might want to find that out properly. And also, Jordan's worth about $30 million, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is more than Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Which is defeating me.
It's
because
mad,
that's
it?
Amazing. Don't listen, kids. Don't ever listen to anyone that tells you you need either A, intelligence, or B, talent.
Mm.
It turns out you need neither. Neither? Neither?
Who knows?
Whichever one it is.
Well, Jordan wouldn't know either, and she writes books, apparently.
Either or either?
Either.
I don't know.
Neither.
But here's the thing. She's got this $30 million, and apparently, whether or not we believe it is another matter, but here's a story that she's going to spend it on a movie of her life.
Wow.
She's going to chuck all the money, she's going to risk the lot, because she believes it'll bring it back like Time Story. Everyone's going to rush out to see the Jordan movie. Does anybody want to tell her? Does anybody want... Actually, do you know what? I'm going to take her word over mine. I think she's probably right.
Do you know what? People will go and see it. That's how sad this world is.
The Jordan movie. You know what? As I think about it, it'd work for the guys. And the girls just love Jordan because they want to ride horses and do nothing all day, get paid loads for it.
Yes.
That could work.